Welcome back. As the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon continues across the blessed airwaves of Mater Dei Radio, thank you for joining us on this matching Monday, the 9 o'clock hour. I am not Patrick Ryan. I am not Brenda Aiken. I am Brian Howell. I'm on loan this week from Salton Lake Catholic Radio over in Boise. And I am just so happy to be here to renew my hope. Today, oddly enough, is National Zoo Lovers Day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And we do have a zoo nearby, you know.
We do, yes. The Oregon Zoo is beautiful. It's among one of my favorites. But it's also sort of a zoo-like atmosphere here at Share-a-thon, too.
It is. You know, it's just we got a lot of guests coming and going. And, you know, we need a bigger studio some days. Or some more chairs or some more
microphones.
Yeah. We have to trade off a little bit. Yeah, we're just so excited. This Share-a-thon is so, it's just so fun and so joyous to just see so many wonderful people in our community. And we have two incredible guests here from the Sisters of the Little Way this hour. And yeah, it's just amazing. It's a fun atmosphere.
And you have a part to play in this. We come to you just twice a year in the spring and in the fall during these Share-a-thons to ask for your financial support to keep Mater Dei Radio going strong. And 34 years now, and we pray for 34 and more in the future. But please pick up the phone now and call 888-823-5286, or you can make that safe, secure donation online at materdeiradio.com or download that new free Hail Mary Media app.
And you'll want to give your donation now so that you can just listen the rest of the hour. We have here in studio with us Sister Danielle Victoria and Sister Teresa Alathea from the Sisters of the Little Way. You want to just do that donation now so you don't have to worry about it. You can just sit back and listen. I always enjoy hearing from you, sisters, and we're just so excited that you're here this morning.
We're so happy to be here, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Now, as we get started, can you just share, maybe Sister Danielle, maybe you can share just a little bit about your order and how you came to be here. You're a new order, and you're also new to Oregon.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're from all over. We are a private association of the faithful, welcomed here in the Archdiocese of Portland by Archbishop Sample to try this new gift to the church through what we believe is a charism to reach those who are furthest from the church, those who are on the fringes of the church, especially those who have been wounded or abused by members of the church. And so really, I like to say, you know, we both might articulate it a little bit differently,
sure,
nuance in our own way. But for me, I really like to think about it as like a spirit of evangelization through reparation.
Mm. That's beautiful. And, you know, bringing hope to those people, like that's I think that's something that I've noticed since you've been here is just there's a sense of hope that, you know, we can reach those people. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, they need that special outreach. And so you're bringing the hope of Christ to them, which I just think is so beautiful. And and you're just so joyful. You always have so much, I think, just light and goodness to share. And actually can you share your full name of your order? Cause I think that's important too.
Sure. We're Sisters of the Little Way of Beauty, Truth, and Goodness. And you might notice in there, we've rearranged the transcendentals. Those
right.
are the attributes of God and His glory to lead with beauty. We feel called through evangelization. We're in kind of like a post-symbolic culture, you know, and beauty captivates the heart. It's something that reaches deep into your own human experience. And it's like an aha or an epiphany of beauty. Yeah. Can really reveal God to someone, even unknowingly. And so it's kind of that authoritative voice of God. To be like spoken in the heart.
Oh, I just love that. And, you know, we try to evangelize with beauty here as well and the beauty of our faith and sharing, you know, what the ways that we can, the way that we can reach people through Mater Dei Radio. And, you know, all of you listening, you're part of our mission. Like we just said, you've been keeping this radio station going for 34 years. And, you know, it's really incredible how many people, just hear us on the radio. They'll hear maybe the mass, the beauty of the mass, the beauty of the prayers, and they're drawn in by that radio signal, and they just happen to maybe turn their dial. You know, it's crazy like how many people we've talked to that have found the church that way. And so, you know, those of you who are listening, this is a way that you can really reach others. And, you know, like we were saying, I think last hour, we can also share here at Mater Dei Radio about, you know, new things that are happening in the church about your order and amazing things like that.
I'm curious about the habits, because we're not blessed to have many women religious in the Diocese of Boise. And so when you see a sister who is in their habit, people are just automatically drawn to that sister. So maybe describe for the listeners who don't know much about your order, you know, what the colors, everything has a meaning. So if you would share, please, what the meaning of your habits are.
Sure. Well, starting with the veil, it's a unique color. It's teal. And there's two reasons primarily for that. And it's really, it's a model of Mary, you know, who is veiled. And on the other instance, we tell kids, you know, when have you seen someone wear a veil? And it's when a bride is being brought down the aisle, you know, so it's a sign of our consecration. But it's teal for the reason of the blue of the sky and the green of the earth. And like Mary, we're called to be intercessors for humanity.
Oh, beautiful.
And she's our model, right? And it's in her womb that we're all formed in Christ, right? So, but then also it's the color of the mantle of Mary and Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is the patroness of the new evangelization in the Americas. So for us, that's also a significant devotion. And then we wear a black apron, which is also symbolic of our scapular, which is like taking on the yoke of Christ. And on our black apron, which represents a memento mori, remembering that you will die. Like that, it's also the color of requiem vestments for a priest, you know, celebrating a funeral or, you know, memorial of someone's death. And then on that, we have Jesus alive on the cross, embroidered. And it's him calling out to the Father in his own experience, unique to Christ, of abandonment, that he's in solidarity with all of those who are suffering and experiencing that suffering. Even though they may have received deep healing in their life in an area of profound suffering, you still carry that wound. And Christ did too. And even in his resurrected body, he maintained those wounds. And it's through the wounds of the church, in a lot of ways, or members of the church, that God wants to heal his people. So we believe that that's a primary element in evangelization. And then our tunic is the color of ash. You know, from dust we came, dust we will return. And so this is our sort of mission that we are cloaked in. And when someone sees us, they know that we're their sisters. We're here for them.
Because it was quite striking when you walked into the studio, the way the teal, and I don't want to say clash, but I mean, there's a definite, you can tell, just the black, the gray, the teal. It's very striking. And I knew there was a story behind it, and that was a beautiful one. Patrick Ryan from the call center, we got some folks to thank from last hour.
Some beautiful stories of hope that are coming in this morning. And we thank the gifts that have rolled in from Kathleen in Hillsboro at St. Matthew Catholic Church. Great to hear from Hillsboro. Thank you, Kathleen, for that wonderful gift. Also online, we heard from Edward in North Portland, goes to Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you so much, Edward, for that wonderful donation at MatreDayRadio.com. And Bobby making her first gift. I guess I don't know if Bobby is a male or a female because it's spelled with a Y. So I'll just say thank you, Bobby, from Troutdale for very first gift. Thank you so much. Oh, here it is. Praying for growth for him in his prayer life, especially prayer of the rosary. So thank you, Bobby, and we will be praying for that. Glad you're praying the rosary with us. We do it three times a day, thanks to the generosity of our supporters. Also, we heard from Carol in Westland. Carol used to be on our board. She goes to St. Michael's in Portland, and one of our volunteers found out Carol's, I believe, uncle was the very first pastor at St. John Fisher Catholic Church. So Father DJ, they called him. So that's a wonderful story. It really made our volunteers' day. So thank you, Carol. Thank you for making our day with that generous gift. All right. We're getting off to a great start for the hour with the sisters. And we have got $1,110 in, $890 to go on that $2,000 challenge. So $890 to go, off to a roaring start. Won't you help us get there? 888-823-5286 or online, MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
And an update from the prayer shawls. Olive Grove is gone. Olive Grove, you can scratch that one off, but we still have three remaining. We have Blossom, Marine Haven, and Heather and Lace, which is unique the way it was stitched together. And you can see pictures of those on our website at MatreDayRadio.com. But Olive Grove is gone. But if you can give a gift of $750 or more, make sure you specify which one of those three remaining shawls you would like to get as a gift for making that pledge. And we want to say a special thanks to the Prayer Shawl Ministries of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in Camas, Washington, and St. Cecilia's Catholic Church here in Beaverton for providing us with these beautiful prayer shawls.
Those shawls are incredible. I have the unique privilege of photographing them. So we do a photo shoot every Share-a-thon. I get to open up the package because they're different every single Share-a-thon. And man, just these ladies are just amazing that make these with so much care and love. And so, yeah, every time I get to open it up, and, you know, it's kind of funny. There's certain patterns that get repeated and I'm like, oh, that's one of my favorites. But then there's something new. You know, there's like the different styles, different colors. So that's my little, you know, fun preparation bit is getting those prayer shawls.
Yeah, that heather and lace would be really cute with this, with like a spring dress.
I know, you could actually wear
yeah,
that one. I
you think really could.
Most of them are like, you know, you put on your lap while you're home and you're cozy, but that one you could actually wear if you wanted.
It's really pretty.
Yeah,
just saying.
No, I agree. Well, yeah, this is just amazing testament, I think, to our community. And Sister Teresa, maybe you could share just a little bit, what have you found? You know, it's been, I think, a little less than a year, about a year since you've been here. Mm-hmm. What have you found that's here in our community that really sticks out to you?
Yeah, we arrived last June. We felt called to come to this area for several reasons, but what we found in coming to this area is that a lot of people have preconceived notions about Portland, about what we'll find here, and you hear a lot of people talking about the darkness in Portland, but we have found only light everywhere. I mean, we go to the streets of Portland every week to do ministry on the streets.
Right.
And the people that we meet every week, they strengthen my faith and my hope and my love. I just learned so much from them. I've learned we are out in Banks, the area of Portland that Archbishop Sample calls Dutch Catholic Disneyland.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's the people are amazing. They've been so supportive of us. We just are just so edified and strengthened in their generosity and their kindness to us. So we have found so much goodness in this area of the country everywhere we go. We love it.
Wow, that's something you probably don't hear anywhere else except here, right here on Catholic Radio, coming from you, sister. So that's beautiful and so hopeful. You know, I think we could all just be, you know, focused on the darkness, and I mean, obviously there is darkness, but we have to know that, you know, Christ has conquered death. We're in the Easter season. He has won. And you know, and focusing on the light of Christ and where you see that, I just think is so beautiful. So, you know, if you're inspired by the sisters, you know, you can support us and help spread that light even further. Call 888-823-5286, or you can use the Hail Mary Media app or MaterDeiRadio.com.
We've only been on the air for a couple of hours, and we have three new family members. We
have
three people
who
have made their first donation to Mater Dei Radio, and there is plenty of room at the table for you. If you've listened to Mater Dei Radio but have never given, make this the first Share-a-thon that you pick up the phone, take that courageous step from listener to supporter, become invested in what's going on across these blessed airwaves, and join the family. You'll feel so good about it that you are a part of all the amazing work that gets done through Mater Dei Radio. And it's just a simple phone call, 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or you can make a safe, secure donation online at our website, materdeiradio.com, or on that free Hail Mary Media app. I would do it now during the break so that you don't miss anything that the sisters have to say. We're going to ask them their feelings about our theme, this Renew Your Hope theme that we have for the Spring Share-a-thon. They're going to be sharing their feelings about that on the other side of the break. So make the call now so that you don't miss anything that the sisters have to say. It's Spring Share-a-thon on Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286, or you can make that safe, secure donation online at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Patrick Ryan joining us now in the studio. We got a couple people to thank during the break.
Yeah, getting busy back there. Veronica, thank you. Veronica from Vancouver goes to Holy Rosary Parish here in Portland. Thank you for your generosity in helping us out today, Veronica. We appreciate that. Also, we heard from Lori in Lyons, goes to St. Patrick Mission over there in Lyons. Thank you so much. And this is, I think, a very, very wonderful prayer request. A niece of a priest in Eugene was abducted in the Philippines, and she's in a rehab facility recovering. So we want to pray for her comfort and for her recovery. I think that's a wonderful prayer. So thank you for sharing that with us, Lori. Great to hear from you over in Lyons today. So I believe that's over on the Sandy M River over there. So wonderful, wonderful right. to hear from Lyons. So here's where we stand right now, 7:40 to go for the hour. So we're trying to get $2,000 for the hour and only $740 to go. So we've had a great start to the hour, but we don't want to just leave it there. We need you to help us push us over the top. 888-823-5286, online, MontredayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. Come on, let's help the sisters reach that goal.
And remember, it is Matching Monday, so the generosity that you provide us today, that's going to serve as motivation for the next 4 days of Spring Share-a-thon to equal others' gifts. So we want to build that matching fund, and you can help us with that. We do have three prayer shawls that remain for a gift of $750 or more. So if we could get somebody to take another one of those prayer shawls off of our hands, we're going to reach that goal this hour. But we want to go over that goal. We want to continue to build that matching fund for the rest of Spring Share-a-thon. So before the break, we had mentioned that our theme for Spring Share-a-thon is Renew Your Hope. So maybe we'll start with Sister Teresa. When you hear those three simple words, what does that mean to you?
Sister Danielle and I, recently we gave a mission at Visitation Parish in Verbort, and we talked about the theological virtues. And for me, I shared that I'm not naturally a very hopeful person. I'm actually very pessimistic. And I always think that maybe when I was baptized, God like gave me just like a little sprinkling of hope instead of like the full dose.
The dousing.
And so I always feel kind of like I'm a little bit handicapped in that area. But something that really has helped me throughout the years is to just remember that hope is a supernatural virtue. It's not actually something you might have a personality that is naturally a bit pessimistic or thinks of every wrong thing that could possibly happen if you go down this road. That is my personality. But that's not really what the virtue of hope is about. The virtue of hope is about actually a gift from God that helps you to hope in eternal life and hope in Him and to focus your entire attention on that goal throughout your day. So it kind of reorients you in my pessimism. It reorients me to that final goal, to that reality that God is waiting for me at the end of my life. So that's always been helpful to remember in my smallness, in my littleness, and in my inadequacy. The virtues are always, the theological virtues are always there to help us in a supernatural way. They're like a booster. They're something that we don't actually have in a human way to help us, but they help us in those moments where we really feel discouraged. Like how are we going to be hopeful if we don't feel discouraged? So in the moments of those discouragement, we can really call upon God and say, I know you've given me this hope, this supernatural virtue. That's what I say to myself. So where is it? It's got to be here somewhere.
And you gave
Saint
it to
Anthony,
me.
Help me find it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I was so blessed that I got to be there. And for that night, you did three nights of, it was living Eucharistically, I think was the theme. And so you did Eucharistic faith, hope, and love on each of the nights. And so I got to come on the night where you talked about hope. And I came away. I just loved that you were sharing, you know, that, you know, you have that maybe a pessimistic tendency, and I'm sometimes the same way. So I was like, oh, someone else is like me. And like, they understand, like, okay, I need to ask God for this, for this hope. And I just loved hearing from both of you. And Sister Danielle, how about you? Can you share some of your thoughts on hope?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually on the other end of the spectrum. I'm way overly optimistic. And I think the beginning of my part of that talk was like, I have 10 times more material here that I'm going to be able to share with you. And so in a way, we're so complementary to one another. And that's the diversity of the kingdom of God, right? And praise God for it, because you learn a lot from people who are very different. And so what I really took from studying once again at this stage in my life and after all that the Lord has brought me through at this moment, like the theological virtue of hope is something that you enact with your will, that God invites us to participate in, that it's something that I can choose to follow and to assent my whole mind, body, heart, who I am as an optimist to God's will in my life, and actually take a step out in faith and walk in hope. That as I walk in hope, I'm transformed in Christ. It's the act of walking through hope. So that happens in darkness. It happens in confusion, maybe sometimes, or uncertainty and mystery. It's the mystery of God. But it's our humanity going beyond our limit and now walking in God. And so it, to me, it's this participation in the will of God. And it's a choice that you assent your will to. We cannot create it. It's a gift from God. It's given by him, but we can dispose ourselves. And honestly, I think that's a huge gift that modern day radio is to this archdiocese, because it covers a large territory and it connects people and provides opportunities that can be built into your day if you desire it, to make acts of faith, hope, and love throughout the day. We're at one part of the habit that I didn't talk about that is absolutely essential, but it's more hidden, is our rosary, our side rosary. That on it has the Benedictine medal and has a skull as a reminder of our death. And that is actually to remember your limitedness, to remember that you will die, and to ask for the grace that you need so that you can live in true hope, faith, hope, and love as God calls us to, but in who you are. God doesn't want you to be something different than what you are. And so we do that like in Mary, through our rosary. And I think that that's awesome that you have the rosary available online to be able to pray with in your drive. When is there a better time to turn your car into a chapel?
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, if you want to be part of providing that to everyone in this local area and beyond, because now the app reaches all over the world, you can be part of that mission. You can take that small step. You know, we are limited. We each can only do so much. But when we, you know, we place that hope in our Lord, we know that he is going to carry us forward. And so we step out in faith. We do what we can. And he takes whatever we do, even in that little bit, and he can just do amazing things with it. So if you want to be part of this mission, we invite you to call in now, 888-823-5286, or online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. I think we could just sit here and listen to you all day, but we do need the phones to ring, Brian.
We do. And if you have had something special happen in your life and you want to maybe give that donation in honor of that, let the operator know, because as you've heard so far in the last two and a half hours. When Patrick comes in and he's doing the thank yous, we're passing on those messages to our listeners. So maybe you've had a confirmation. Maybe you're one of those 950 new Catholics. If Mater Dei Radio played a part in that, please let us know. Maybe you have a high school or a college graduate that you want to send a shout out to. We would love to pass that along. Or a wedding anniversary. We had a couple that called in last hour, 26 years of marriage. Congratulations.
Wow.
If you have any kind of message like that, when you call in your pledge, let the operator know, and we'll pass that on to our listening audience today on this matching Monday of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. But already three new family members to the Modern Day Radio family, people that have never given before, but they chose today to make that first gift. And we know there's others out there that are listening. Take that courageous step. It doesn't take long. We can get you in on and off the phone in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
absolutely. So it doesn't take that long. And there are plenty of friendly voices down here ready to talk to you on the other side of 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or you can just go online. It's safe and secure, quick and easy. You can go to materdeiradio.com or use that free Hail Mary Media app and make a donation there as well.
You know, as we've been talking about this theme of hope, one of our great gifts is this water bottle. You'll see it on our website, and we have it here in studio. It's Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry from Padre Pio. And so that's one of the gifts you can get when you give to Modern Day Radio. It's our thank you gift to you. And You can do that for a gift of $120, which is just $10 a month.
$10 a month.
Not too bad. And yeah, just it's that beautiful blue too. It's a not the teal blue, but a little bit of a darker navy blue, I'd say.
But it's very Marian blue.
Yes.
Midnight blue. Dawn blue. You got it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, yeah, give us a call. We're trying to find, I think, $740, I think.
I think so, yeah.
We're short. Thank you to everybody who's called and got us off to such a strong start this hour. Thank you. Thank you so much. We just got a little bit more to go here in the next 24 minutes. So, please, let's start hearing that phone ring, like Sarah mentioned, 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286 is that number to call. We'd love to hear it ring here in the studio as we continue our conversation.
Now, as we're Easter season, sisters, how is your Easter? And yeah, your first Easter here. And yeah, can you tell us a little bit about this time of rejoicing that we're in and how that's been for you?
Yeah. Well, so we spent the Triduum in silence, and that was a really powerful experience. And we went to Mount Angel for Good Friday, and that was so solemn
lovely.
And beautiful. Mount Angel is just an oasis for us. We try to go there every once in a while. It's a beautiful place. But yeah, as we enter the Easter season, I think something that we both have talked about is sometimes you can feel a little bit of pressure to kind of feel like this is such a joyful time. This
sure.
is such a happy time. And not everyone is in a happy place, you know, in the Easter season. And so we've talked about like, how you can feel kind of this pressure. Maybe in Mater Dei, you have this scheduling pressure. You have this, you know, this is the season. This is what we have to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But humans are just humans. And we don't follow these schedules rigidly with our own emotions. And so we've just talked about how really in a time of Easter joy, some people might not be feeling that Easter joy. And the way that the Lord can kind of come into that space, and he just is with us in who we are and in our weakness and our sadness and joy it too is a gift from the Lord. And so we've just been asking and enjoying like little small things that bring us that joy throughout the day. And I just encourage listeners to think of the times during your day when something God just kind of brings you a moment of joy. And it could be through modern day radio, like through turning it on, and you may be feeling low or sad and you turn on the radio and modern day brings you that moment of hope, that moment of joy in your day. That's how the Lord speaks to us. He does speak to us throughout the day, even when we're in really dark spaces. He brings us those moments of joy. And I'm sure that listeners have had those moments through listening to modern day radio.
Patrick Ryan just stepped in, putting on the headphones, got an update from the call center.
Yeah, I felt like you were doing play-by-play there.
Patrick Ryan putting on the headphones. He's at the 10, the 5.
A fumble.
Touchdown.
Hey, we are getting close to the goal line, though. Very, very close. Again, we set the goal of $2,000 for the hour, and we're $390 away. $390 to go, but we can't stop here. We got to go over the top. 888-823-5286. Want to thank Scott. Scott got in online, goes to Christ the King here in Portland, and he is asking for prayers for Damien's and all the addicts on the street. So thank you, Scott. Thank you for the great work that you do in our community. And I know, sisters, you have been involved in getting out on the streets and doing a lot of witnessing out there. And I think if there is ever a definition of reviving and renewing hope, that's it right there. You're bringing the hope of Christ right there to the front lines.
Yeah, every week we go out with the urban missionaries, and we have just been so moved by the work that they do. Scott Woltze heads up the urban missionaries, and he goes out several times a week. And he knows the names of a lot of people on the streets, and he's just taught us a lot about the importance of presence and just how much it's not just us bringing the light of Christ to the streets. It's finding the light of Christ in the streets. I have found the light of Christ in the streets so many times in the people that we have met, the faith that people have. You have to have faith in those situations, really difficult situations. A lot of times coming from home backgrounds that are extremely difficult. These people know God. They know God's existence, and they also know that there is a spiritual battle going on. They're very aware of it. They've seen it. They've seen the reality of it. So it's just a reminder to me of the existence of God, of I just find so much hope and faith in these people. It's just been an amazing experience. It's the highlight of our week, really.
Wow. So we've heard from Catholic Charities this morning as well, and the way they go out in addition, Ed kind of said the exact same thing. And it's this theme that we've got going this morning, Agents of Hope. Mm-hmm. And you are definitely agents of hope in that work.
Thank
and,
you.
And Scott especially. Scott is, my gosh, so inspiring.
Make the call during the break, and you don't want to miss what Sister Teresa and Sister Danielle have to say as we go into our final segment with them here. So make the call now so that you can not miss a word. That's 888-823-5286.
And again, $390 to go.
That's
we get
right.
that matched for the $2,000. Well, it's all match because it's a matching Monday.
That's right. So you play a part of Matching Monday. Your generosity today, that serves as motivation tomorrow and for the rest of Spring Share-a-thon. So help us out, please, at 888-823-5286. Make the call now, and we'll be back with more right after this. 888-823-5286, the number to call. 888-823-5286 as we enter into this final segment of the 9 o'clock hour. 14 minutes to go. We got about $350 left to go, and we need to hear that phone ring, please. 888. I knew I was going to do it. Wrong area code.
You're right.
We're coming off of the heels of our own spring fundraiser over at Salt and Light Radio in Boise. So how many times am I going to give out my phone number instead of Mater Dei's? So probably have to have like a swear jar or something here on the counter every time I give out the wrong
Just
phone number.
Just have to treat us to some like dessert at the end of the week. Let's see how many times Brian says the number
the wrong.
Number.
888-823-5286. And during the break, we were talking about some of the other work that the sisters do. So if we could just hit rewind and play about all the beautiful things that you were sharing with us during the break. But it's just there's so much more hope that you give to the people out there on the streets.
Sure. Yeah. You know, going out with urban missionaries is such a gift to us because it roots us in the proper orientation of our mission as Sisters of the Little Way. Because, you know, encountering the vulnerability of another really reflects back to us the reality of our own. And however we've dealt with those areas in our own lives that need Christ's light, the darkness in ourselves, the weaknesses we don't want to admit we have, the things that we think we need to overcome and strive through, are places where we're creating obstacles for God to really show us how big He is in the midst of our littleness. Our weakness is a gift where we can discover where we discover our ends and limits, we discover God. When we step past that, that's when we walk into those theological virtues, right? And we discover our true identity then too. And so going out to the streets is maybe this idea of going out into the darkness, but like it's also allowing the light that is there to reflect into our lives to help us understand better our own limitedness, our own weakness, to accept it, to receive it with the same kind of love and care we'd want to reach someone else in their vulnerability. We have people who reach out to us from all across the world, actually, who want to share their stories of why they're on the fringes of the church, why they've left the church, and we're so humbled to receive those stories. And how we receive those stories really is reflective of the kind of work we've done to allow Christ to touch these areas of our lives. We can so easily other darkness, like make it something outside of ourselves, because it's uncomfortable and it's difficult. But in reality, like that... The darkness is in ourselves, and we do not need to be afraid. We have Jesus Christ, who is the light. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life, and He wants to touch every aspect. And so that's what's going to make us more human. As we grow in the spiritual life, we become more human. We don't bypass our humanity. We don't want to. The real meat, the real grit, the real richness of our soil is in our humanity. God, it's sacramental as Catholics. And that's what modern day radio does. It reminds us of our sacramentality, gives us the opportunity to allow the light of Christ to touch these areas of our hearts so we may become more human, so that we may discover the face of Christ in others and not other that darkness as if it's something way far away outside of ourselves, but understand that this is our brother, this is our sister, because we know that darkness. But for the grace of God, there go I. And those aren't just pious words then. It's real. And that hope is actually transforming our lives. And then the other, someone different, so different from ourselves, doesn't seem so different anymore. And they're more Christ to us. And that's really what it is for us. It's a gift for us to serve the people we serve. We need it. Our salvation depends on it. This isn't anything we ever thought we would want to do or be able, like, could do. We know we can't do it every day. We discover our limit. And it's God who carries us forward. And it's the light that we find in those we serve, that we have the privilege to serve, that helps us keep going. Because we realize we have deeper transformation. Because we don't receive them with the kind of love that, like, Mary would, that Christ would. And so there's always more that can call you on. Rather than this kind of self-willed, you know, white-knuckled self-reliance, it's a surrender. And we discover that in being in relationship with others, because that's the heart of the Trinity, right? This relationship. And that's what you offer here. And wow. Connecting people across long, wide territory, but also connecting them with the good work that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I've thought about, and what that reminds me of, is kind of this idea that when you go out to do service, you always want to go out and, you know, be Christ for other people, but you need to allow them to be Christ to you as well.
Yes.
Because you're not going to grow through that service unless you allow those you serve to touch you and to change your life as well. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things that'll, you know, just do that. It's really incredible.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we got about 9 minutes left. 9 minutes as we're trying to reach that goal, and we are so close. We are within striking distance.
$390 to go. $390. We don't want to leave it short at all, because we are trying to get $20,000 for the day to add to the match, and it's critical really for us to hit our goals for the week. We got to start strong. $390 to go. I mean, we're on the lip of the cup. We're in the red zone. Let's push it in.
We can do this.
We can do this.
We can.
There's some hope. That's what we need. 888-823-5286, online, MatreDayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.
So I'm not sure what I did, but I've been banished over to the next studio over, and I have just been sitting here listening to the sisters because I can't see them. I am just awed. I am just so uplifted by their words. That is what you get here at Mater Dei Radio. Now is the time to call. We have got to get this hour in for the sisters. So what portion of that $390 can you take? Thank you so much for that call to come in. There are four people that are waiting in the other room. One of them has taken a call. Let's see if we can get three more. Let's get three more people. That'll fill up the phone bank in the room. And then what happens is the next call comes in, and Deborah's going to pick that one up. And then after that, well, of course, we haven't even talked yet today about making Sarah smile. She will pick up that next phone call. Boy, for our sisters, let's finish this hour and get all of that those donations in. $390. What portion can you take? Well, time's running out. We've got just about 8 minutes left in this hour. 888-823-5286. Boy, this is a lot of fun in the next room over, but boy, the excitement's really there in the studio. So let's keep this excitement going, Brian.
Absolutely. 888-823-5286. So in our remaining time with you, sisters, maybe give them some motivation to pick up that phone, get them off the fence, and let's get active here today and renew your hope. So what words of encouragement would you give our listeners today to pick up the phone and get us over the top of this goal this hour?
I'm sure there are people listening who are just thinking, maybe tomorrow, maybe, I don't know. But I'm sure that people listening have had moments in their day when Mater Dei has been God's presence to them. And God has really communicated his love and hope and helped them to grow in faith through Mater Dei Radio. So anyone who has had that experience, or if you know that Mater Dei gives that experience to other people, because anyone can tune in. That's the beauty of the connection between Mater Dei Radio and our mission to people on the fringes of the church. Anyone can turn on the radio. Anyone can come across Mater Dei Radio. And there have been stories of people coming across Mater Dei Radio and having conversions. So it's an amazing, it's an evangelizing presence in the Archdiocese. And it's so important to have that presence that anyone can stumble upon at any time, at any moment. So if anyone is out there who wants to continue to support that presence, or who has been filled with, has really been encouraged by the presence of Mater Dei Radio, I just encourage you to give us a call.
888-823-5286 is that number to call right now, please. 6 minutes left, $390 to go. 888-823-5286. What would you say?
God will never be outdone in generosity. God will never be outdone in generosity. I want you to discover that. I want you to know that gift, that St. Paul traveled all across the known world, having one group of small Christian communities supporting another group of small Christian communities. We are part of the economy of Christ. You know, that is our currency. We know the good and the grace that God wants to do, and you can be a part of the good that God wants to do right here, right now. And so I just encourage you to, you know, make an act of faith, hope, and love through almsgiving today and encourage this good work. God bless you.
We are so close. So close. 5 minutes left. We've got to hear that phone ring a couple of more times here. 888-823-5286. This is a chance for you out there listening now to be a hero. We want to reach this goal here in the next 4 minutes now. 888-823-5286.
You know, if you are moved and help us to reach this goal for this hour of hitting that $2,000, you are contributing to this ministry. You are giving of yourself, of your time, of your treasure in order to help bring those lost sheep home and to help continue the spiritual development of everybody else who is your brother and sister in Christ. I cannot think of a more noble way to spread your worth and to give of yourself to others. It might not feel that way. You might not see it directly, but you know that you are doing good work, and you are doing that work along with us and along with our great guests in the studio, the Sisters of the Little Way. We're so thankful to have you in with us this hour. It's truly been an absolute blessing.
Thank you so much.
It's been so fun to be here. This is so exciting.
It is exciting. You know what? We really need to get it even more exciting by getting those phones ringing. We are still $390. 3 minutes left. Boy, thank you so much for calling in. We need three more people to call in at whatever level that you can. The Sisters of the Little Way are with us this hour. Just a few more minutes. And then, of course, they're going to stick around and answer the phones, too. So please, in what little way can you help the Sisters of the Little Way? And you'll be helping Mater Dei Radio in a huge way. Whatever you can, please call now at 888-823-5286. It's just been such a wonderful hour, but we need to get to this goal for the sisters. 888-823-5286. Go online to materdeiradio.com. And of course, just grab your phone. Download the free Hail Mary Media app. You can look at the wonderful resources you have available there, and you can make your pledge now. What little way can you help? What big way can you help Mater Dei Radio? Now is the time to make that pledge. 888-823-5286.
We've been hearing about words of conversion, and Sister, you talked about that too. And where I'm from, we have a huge presence of LDS. And, you know, our LDS brothers and sisters, it's curious. I'm curious about Catholicism, you know, and there's something different about these people. And because of Catholic radio being that intimate medium where you can listen in your car, that they can listen a little bit and learn more about this beautiful faith that's been around for 2,000 years.
250. Who can take 250? Can somebody just call and say, all right, this is the number that I was thinking of. I can stretch it a little bit more. 1 minute left. We need $250 to reach this goal. 250. Can you call in? 1 minute left. 888-823-5286. If you can hear my voice, if God has blessed you in a way and you can't support Mater Dei Radio, well, you're the one that I am talking to right now. 888-823-5286.
And you can play a part in that gift of conversion for someone else that you can keep Mater Dei Radio going strong into the future. And who knows how many lives that it is going to touch and bring more people to Christ. How many more? We got two more lines there.
Yeah, we got two more lines open.
Let's fill them all up. I think we just need a full-on phone blitz to ensure that we get to that goal. So, yeah, let's keep them coming, folks. 888-823-5286.
Just a few seconds left for this hour. Come on in and call.
All right.
All right. Well, we are going to get a calculation. I know Patrick is, you know, he's already done about 8,000 steps today for sure. So we're going to stay with us just a little bit longer so we can get that update. And before we go, though, sisters, can one of you please end us in a prayer this morning?
Sure. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for the gift of being able to gather in your name, and we thank you for your presence here, because we know where two or more are gathered, you have promised to be present. So we thank you for your presence here, and we thank you for the gift of Mater Dei Radio and for the opportunity to share with these listeners and for all of the people whose hearts are stirring now to give this gift, Lord, and those who have. We ask you to bless them a thousandfold, Lord Jesus. We know that you will never be outdone in generosity. And so we ask you to bless this ministry. We ask you to bless these listeners and the Archdiocese of Portland in your most holy name through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sisters, thank you so very much. We had $40 left. $4.40 left in this hour. Can we just get one more call in before we say goodbye to the sisters? Did we get it?
We got it.
Oh, we got it. Oh, yay. Wonderful.
News.
What wonderful, wonderful blessings. Sisters, thank you so much for joining us. It's not enough to keep them
on the air
for an hour. They're going to come over and help answer your phone calls. They better get ready to write quickly, because our next guest is just in the sidelines here. He is ready to take over here in just a few minutes. So let's catch our breath, get our papers all in order. And then, boy, we've got very holy guests coming up. Stay with us. This is the Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Renew your hope.